our town.
Hello, neighbors, and welcome back to Nightmare Town. We are Betty Boom.
And I'm Andemonium.
And this week we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Marcus. I am Electric Man from Nerded Through the Grapevine.
We have our first grape!
Thank you so much. So fun to be here.
I just have to say, I love all of y'all's names on Nerd It.
Yours is the only one that's consistent, and I like it. So.
Exactly. That was my innovation.
That you were going to be consistent with your name at the beginning.
I'm gonna stick with it.
Well, and to have like a little tag, like some sort of saying that like has something to do with what I was talking about.
Very nice.
I made them start doing that too.
So, if you guys don't know, we consider Nerd It Through the Grapevine to be our brother podcast. And so it is four best friends that talk about past, present, and future nerd culture. And I think we've plugged it a bunch, and you need to go listen because it's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, yeah, it's just a random special guest. We're hoping to eventually have all of the grapes, not at the same time because that's a lot of energy.
Oh, God.
My office cannot fit that many grown men in it.
You wouldn't be able to get a word in.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
But I think my introvert battery would be just like gone.
Wait.
Well, believe me, take it from my fellow introvert. They'll drain you. They'll drain you of all you have.
I'm an extrovert and that charges me.
You would be like Super Saiyan.
I would be. I'd just be like sitting there trying to sit still and just like, I want to talk about all the things. Hi, guys. So, but yeah, we have our special guest. And this week we are doing?
What many, because we're still in the season of the topics from the hat from the Moniums. We are doing simulation, aka, is this the real life or is this just fantasy?
So,
caught in a landslide. Sorry.
Don't apologize for a Queen sing-along.
No.
Never apologize for that.
Marcus also does music. You should go listen to him over on SoundCloud.
Oh, more plug-in.
Boom.
My SoundCloud.
Was it SoundCloud?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. I did the thing right. Woo.
He's just like, do not perceive me.
But apparently at some point after I'd had my SoundCloud for years, it became cliche to be like, hey, go check me out on SoundCloud. Apparently that's like what douchebags do. I don't know. I mean, that's just what people say. We don't have to listen to them.
I mean, why would we? Here at Nightmare Town, we make our own rules. Exactly. And if they don't like it, they can fight me.
We made our whole damn universe.
We really did. It's a whole town.
A whole cinematic universe.
I need to know more about that. I didn't know about that.
Our D&D episodes are a deep dive into our universe.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, we really need to do more of those. I don't have the spoons. I don't have the spoons for it. And like, I'm going back into college and it's just work schedule's changing. I'm actually going to be having an entirely different like job title and whatnot. So, but anyway, I will be going first this week, so I'm just gonna, don't read my stuff, Manda.
I won't read your stuff.
Manda and I are together. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, we're together in the same room for the first time in a year recording.
So, but yeah.
You should be getting optimal sound quality.
Probably not. I'm bad at this.
We'll
but
see.
Anyway, so I'm going to jump into my subject. I'm going to try to keep my story short because we do have a guest, but we also know who I am as a person, and that might not happen. And since my last story was kind of dark, I wanted to make this one a little bit lighter, but just a little, and it's going to get dark again at the end, because apparently that's just who I am as a person.
You can't escape the darkness.
I can't. I tried. So I wanted to start my story off by talking about one of my favorite animes. Manda, I know that you probably know this one, and Marcus, I know from listening to your podcast that you don't. So you're going to get a crash course on Sword Art Online.
Good, because I'm on a nerd podcast. I should have seen an anime by now.
Have you not watched any of them? They gave you a whole list.
It's something about the animation. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But I'm going to make myself.
You just got to find the right art style.
And you are not the only person that I trust to have told me to watch Sword Art Online and that I would like it. And these are people I trust. I need to do it. It's just, it's all on me. It's nobody's fault but mine.
By this point, yes, you're a grown man.
Which is, so you should start watching anime, dadgummit.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Jump.
That's what any grown man should do.
Exactly.
Jump on this bandwagon. So, Sword Art Online, or SAO, started off as a manga that was published in 2010. Then it was adapted into an anime in 2012. And then because of the show's popularity, games started popping up in 2013. I have not read the manga or played the game, so I'm going to be talking solely about the anime while trying not to give too many spoilers away because, again, you need to watch it. So SAO is set in the near future and follows Kirigai Kusato, who goes by Kirito, and Asuna Yuki. So in the show, a new kind of VR is made called Nerve Gear, and basically you put it on and its high density microwave transceivers are capable of accessing the user's brain, allowing it to send fake signals to the five senses of the user. The transceivers are not only capable of inducing fake sensory signals, but they can also block every movement command from the brain to the body, preventing the player from moving their body while in full dive to avoid injuries. And the receivers are also capable of blocking sensory information from the body to the brain, so while they're using it, the player is completely blocked from the physical world. And I'm not going to jump too far into it because I basically just wanted to skim on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in the show, it is release day for the first ever VR MMORPG. And for those who don't know what that string of letters means, hi, Aunt Rhonda. They stand for Virtual Reality Massive Multiplayer Role-Playing Game. So 10,000 people all around the world put on the headgear and log in to SAO for the first time. And there's supposed to be like a grand opening of sorts where the creator of the game is going to talk to everybody. And there might be loot drops because they're the first people into the game. But instead, the creator appears as the super creepy demon thing and explains to everyone that they are stuck in SAO. There is no way for them to log out, and if someone from the real world removes their nerve gear, it will emit those high-powered microwaves and shut down their brain, killing them. It's also programmed to do this if the player's HP or health points reach zero. So basically, if you die in the game, you die in real life. But there is a way for them to get out. They have to beat all 100 levels of the Steel Castle, and once someone is able to do that, they will be released from the game. And like I said, I'm not going to get any further into it because I don't want to spoil the show, and I highly recommend that you go and watch it, as it is one of my favorite animes. I just wanted to touch base on that before I jumped into my actual topic.
There's a curveball.
There is a curveball. So, in true Betty fashion, it's about to get a little dark, and I'm trying to keep this short, but I'm trying.
No, you're doing good.
SAO is just an anime, and the chances of it actually happening are rather slim, but in our world, people have actually died from video games.
Oh.
Yeah. Some have been of natural causes, while others have been both murder or suicide.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is where my brain decided to go when I was like, yeah, I'll start off with Sword Art Online and end in murder. Because that's what I do. So in 2015, a 32-year-old man in Taiwan died from a heart attack in an internet cafe after a 3-day gaming binge, which, 3 days.
Goodness.
Apparently, the man was a regular at the cafe and would spend consecutive days playing what was described as combat games. So, like, I guess Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Street Fighter. Get out of my brain. It's like the seventh time.
We've been doing this.
Since you got here.
Since I got here.
So, it was normal to the staff to see him taking naps at his desk, and it took them a while to figure out that he was dead.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm. So, the next one was, between 2016 and 2019, a sick and twisted phenomenon emerged from Russia. Who remembers Momo?
Oh, God.
Oh, my niece is terrified.
Creepy thing.
Your niece needs to be terrified. Good. Good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, she is creepy. She's definitely creepy.
Well, I didn't, like, I, I knew about Momo, but I didn't understand. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's just this thing. I didn't understand the extent that this went. And so, yeah. Basically, it was some sort of social media challenge game, which was usually spread out over 50 days. Young players were enticed to perform a series of dangerous tasks, challenged by something called Blue Well and Momo. The challenges would start off small, like watching a horror movie or waking up at an unusual hour, but would gradually begin to manipulate the players to introduce violent acts or self-harm, setting the stage for the final challenge that required the player to commit suicide. These challenges have been linked to 130 deaths, one of which a boy beheaded himself with a chainsaw. Oh.
Well, here I thought you were just going to be dipping your toe into, like, Lavender Town theory and that little spooky creepypasta, and you're just like, no, we're going real life.
Yeah, no, I went dark.
I love it.
And there were...
I mean, I hate it. But
we love it.
I mean, do you know how many people actually participated up to the final, like, end of it?
Oh, I have no...
That's awful.
I refrained from allowing myself to do the deep dive, because otherwise I would have just done all of this on Momo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in December of 2017, two men got into an argument over friendly fire on the... in an online Call of Duty World War II tournament that cost them to lose the match and a whopping $1.50.
Whoa.
The two took to Twitter, where the threat started to fly. One man, Vinner, threatened to swat the other, Gaskill, who then responded by posting his previous address. Not wanting to back down, Vinner contacted his friend, Tyler Barris, who happened to be a wanted man with a history of crime, who proceeded to carry out the threat. A team of untrained SWAT officers left the station en route to the fake address. As they arrived at the house, an innocent man was shot in the heart on his own doorstep. It was later reported that he had nothing to do with the game or either of the three men involved. The federal judge sentenced Tyler Barris to 20 years in prison in 2019, aimed at drawing attention to the deadly practice of SWATting, which apparently is a thing.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's really bizarre. Like, why would you do that?
Yep. And so this, I only have one more. And strangely enough, it is something that Marcus and the guys over at Nerdit have talked about. So who remembers Pokemon Go?
I do. My phone couldn't handle it because I had an iPhone like 4 at the time.
Oh no. Marcus, did you play Pokemon
Go? I never played, but... I work at a hotspot, we'll say, for lots of Pokemon that run around. I was never into Pokemon, ever. I mean, I guess that goes under the anime category. But
oh, my heart hurts.
I've been around it. All my friends have loved it ever since I've grown up. So
I was
such
a Pokemon.
But I definitely remember lots of people logging on to that game and getting really excited about it and hearing reports of people getting hit by cars and things like that. I definitely remember that.
So in the first 148 days after its release, the game caused up to $7.3 billion in costs across the United States, including a 5% increase of deaths on the road compared to the statistics of other previous years. The app was criticized by authorities for players completely disregarding their surroundings, which included trespassing at cemeteries, memorials, entering railway tracks, climbing abandoned buildings, and congregating outside important locations such as fire stations as sites to catch Pokemon. With the majority of the deaths on the app being caused by accidents on the roads, muggings, or heart attacks, there were a couple of separate instances where security guards and homeowners killed trespassers on their land. In 2016, Jerison Lopez de Leon was shot dead after breaking into a house with his cousin to catch the virtual animals.
So, I want to know how many times that happened before Pokemon Go, because I don't know if y'all know, but before Pokemon Go was Pokemon Go, there was a game called Ingress, which all of the Pokestops and, like, stuff like that from Pokemon Go were portals in the game Ingress. So it's all the same. They just Pokemonified it, more or less.
They what?
Pokemonified it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I blinked. Can you say that again?
I blinked, what? I remember actually being introduced to Ingress and like one of my coworkers and his girlfriend were like, yeah, it's this cool like game. And we drove to like some like sketchy area because that's where a portal was in the game. And I was just sitting here in the back seat of their car just like, man, if they wanted to murder me right now, they totally could. Not that they would. They're great people, but.
But if they wanted to.
But if they wanted to.
Oh, God.
No. There was at one point I was convinced that the corporations had like a stake in it because it's like these Pokemon would show up at all these like expensive restaurants and they're always around like these other businesses. It's almost like they were like, trying to lead more people into their stores.
Well, they could do that. Like you could register your business as a Pokestop.
Yeah, because they started out all being like monuments or like like fire station, like public. Mm-hmm. Places, which like is where,
square, yeah.
Yeah, all of those were, but yeah, people like companies or whatever can register to become a Pokestop.
I have no idea. That's
if funny. They wanted to.
So, yeah, I didn't actually get to play because as soon as Pokemon Go started, I actually had an ankle injury from roller derby. And aww. I wasn't allowed to walk more than a mile without sitting down for 30 minutes. So,
that kind of puts a damper on it.
Yeah.
I do love one of the few times I got to play Pokemon Go. Like I said, my phone like really couldn't handle it, but I was a little late to the game, but I was sitting in the passenger seat and my fiance was driving. And I remember like my little character on the screen was like running and a message popped up saying, "You're moving awfully fast. Make sure you're not driving while playing this game." Mm-hmm. Because it was like, you can't be driving.
So I'm actually going to end my topic there because there were more of these stories, but they upset me. And as always, our sources are in the show details, so you can go and read them on your own. But my sources this week were wikipedia.org and stepupgamers.com. So I'm done with my darkness for now.
Well, now I'm just curious.
I know, right? But that's okay, because you can just follow the link and read all the things.
Yeah, that's what we love, because like, afterwards you can just deep dive.
Yeah, like read about the millionaire's kid that stabbed or almost decapitated his best friend because he lost a game. Because one of them that I think it happened in 2018. Okay. And I was just like, that one's dark. Let's leave that off there. But now I want to talk about it.
Cool.
I don't want to talk about it. Never mind. I do.
I mean, it sounds pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm not trying to pull it out of you or anything.
I think that's all I remember was that they were their late teens, and he invited his friend over to play a game, and whenever his friend started winning, he got mad and like pulled out a knife and he stabbed him 27 times in the throat,
bro.
And then the kid was able to run away. And the kid who stabbed him, his grandmother found the body.
Oh.
And he was almost decapitated.
Jeez.
Yeah, something was going on with that kid.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, you know what's a great thing? Therapy. All right.
We need more of it.
Exactly. My turn? Yes, it is your turn. Marcus, please tell us a story. Oh,
no. Well... we're keep it a little dark, I guess you could say, but more in the realm of like existential darkness.
Ooh, we love going there.
I mean, yeah. I mean, your episode's titled Simulation. So I couldn't help it. We have to talk about this simulation hypothesis. Because
that we're like, in the Matrix.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, because it's gained a lot of traction in these. Past few years, a lot of people are talking about it. I hear people making jokes all the time, like, oh, it's just part of the simulation, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure y'all have heard people talk like that too, but I guess, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. It doesn't seem like it's really that different of an idea than people from all over time have had, but I guess I'm just interested as to what y'all would say about it. Like, what does it make you feel to actually consider the fact that this could all be some sort of simulation?
You want to go first?
I mean,
I will a little bit, but I was also going to delve into that some more whenever get over my story.
Well,
not
topic.
Entirely though. I had a segue I was going to go elsewhere.
Okay, well, don't, we'll
it,
save your but... segue. Save your segue. I know what it's like to have segues ripped out from underneath.
You know how that feels.
Hi, Grandma.
I know how that feels. Yes, every time. I'm going to get you, Tony.
But I do know that there are several like scientists that actually like back up the theory like that life is a simulation. Elon Musk is one of them. He's
so
actually
have
a quote
chip.
By him that says, if you assume any rate of improvement at all, then games will be indistinguishable from reality or civilization will end.
Isn't
Sorry.
That...
Say that again?
Let's see. What else did he say?
No, can you say it again?
Say it again. Yeah. So Elon Musk, he's quoted as saying, if you assume any rate of improvement at all, then games will be indistinguishable from reality or civilization will end. One of those two things will occur. Therefore, we're most likely in a simulation because we exist, more or less.
Well, and I think that's really the crux of it. I mean, because other people said, oh, well, that's just pseudoscience. I don't know. There's no way to actually scientifically test such a hypothesis.
Yeah.
It's all just kind of, well, we might make one day, so what's to stop someone else from making one?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. That's kind of my thoughts on it. It seems to me like it's really kind of an old question that we've been asking ourselves for a long time. It's just now we've just put like a computer twist on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you guys ever seen that one episode of The Office where Dwayne plays Second Life, but in Second Life, he goes and plays Second Life?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I feel like if life was a simulation, then we're playing Second Life, and that's bullshit.
Right.
Why do I have...
Kind of is.
It's like, if this is a simulation, why the fuck do I have bills?
Exactly.
Why do I not have hair that just changes when I want it to and, like, fucking angel wings?
We don't have the cheat codes on.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I need the Game Shark
and
now.
Still gotta throw some patches in there.
Too many rules to this reality. I don't like it.
I don't.
I'm gonna
this
mod
game
it.
Sucks.
Ugh.
But yeah, actually, photorealistic graphics was actually one of my points to pick up on your little Elon Musk quotation there. Because... I don't know. I mean, that definitely is one of the things that lends some sort of credence to maybe the idea. Like I said, I don't think it's a scientific idea necessarily because it can't be tested. But the fact that we're getting so close to like achieving this photorealism when it comes to games or movies even, and just, I don't know, how cool that is for one, but then you take it, you know, to the next level, you know, 75 years, 100 years. I mean... It's pretty hard to fool the human eye, but they're getting better and better and better at it.
Yeah, I remember, like, even back in, like, N64 days as a kid, being like, man, the graphics will never get better than this. Then I played, like, PS3 graphics, and I was like, whoa, these are amazing. And now I go back and play a PS3 game, and I'm like, oh, those graphics are a little rough, but playing a PS4 game, I'm like, whoa, these graphics are crazy. Like, how much more real can they make them?
I remember when the Xbox 360 came out, and my brother was watching my brother that shares the same name as you.
Cool.
I think that's the first time I ever even alluded to my brother's name on this. I have a brother named Marcus. I usually call him the older.
What's up, Marcus the older? I'm Marcus. I'm Electric Man.
Oh, he's never going to listen to this. He's a dick.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, he was watching, like, a commercial for it, and they were talking about, like, how it was going to have 3D grass. And I think that was the first time that my mouth ever watered at a game. And I don't even like Madden.
But you were like, whoa, that's nice grass.
I was like, oh, my God.
Have you seen the grass on Madden?
It's like, their hair moves.
It's amazing.
Their hair moves.
Well, that's another thing I was going to say. Hair has always been the thing with video games. It's so hard to capture that, like, realistically. But they've got water and, like, rocks and stuff now. Like, mainly the vistas and the landscapes, to me, are the most, what would you say? I don't know the word.
Visually appeasing?
Real
well, they're the ones that fool me.
They're
ones that fool me the most. But, I don't know, I was thinking... Because that's where we go all the time is when we think about these graphics. Oh, we're going to have better video games and stuff. But there are people like who go to like try to solve actual murders that go through these simulated murders, murder cases, like crime scenes and stuff. Yeah.
Can I just do that?
Well, I was actually trying to find some today, but they're all just like these stupid browser games.
Yeah.
You know? So I haven't really gotten to find like a good one, but I'd say there's one out there. But I mean, think about how just the implications of the educational purposes of these kinds of updated graphics. I mean, as dark as it is, you may be able to like see like neck stab wounds and be able to better identify real ones from seeing them in, you know, the simulation. It'll help young detectives really be able to identify.
It's like, yeah, young detectives, quotation marks.
Not morbidly curious podcast hosts.
No, obviously not.
I know I've definitely tried to rearrange my, like, living room by playing The Sims, but I don't think that's quite the same tier. That's a little different.
I currently have my current house built on a game of Sims. Like, I bought the land, built my house, was, like, trying to put stuff in the same area, and I'm like, why is this house so clean and mine's not?
See, I hope we're not in a simulation, because if someone like me got a hold of it, then you're going to be surrounded by refrigerators and you're not going to be able to get out. And they would just yell at me. Like,
you're going to get rid of the doors.
Like, they would actually break the fourth wall. You know how they like break the fourth wall and be like, help me.
It's like, excuse me.
And I'm like, getting closer, getting closer.
Yes. Yell to your God. Yell to your God. Ask me why. Ask me why. The answer is because I'm bored.
So, I don't know, that this is kind of random. I'm really right-brained, you all. So there's this website called This Person Does Not Exist.
Oh, that one's freaky.
What is this?
Is that not the? Okay, so you type in thispersondoesnotexist.com.
Uh-huh.
And it just pulls up a photo of a human face, except it's not a human face because that person doesn't exist. So it's an AI that uses like billions and billions of reference photos of human faces, and then it'll just smash one together for you, and you can keep refreshing it and get a different photo every single time. And all of these photos look like they could be your neighbor, your coworker. I mean, it is really kind of a strange experience for me.
Occasionally you'll get the little uncanny valley thing where like something looks slightly off with it, and it takes you in a minute to figure it out. I feel like a lot of times on that website it's when the women or whoever will have like earrings or something. Sometimes the jewelry like looks a little weird, but like,
so they're fae.
Yeah, pretty much. But
they're from the Netherlands.
No, that website's fun to click around on for a while, but it gets kind of freaky because they do look real. I mean,
right,
like familiar faces.
Yeah. So any of you people out there listening, you should totally do that and give yourself a little freak out, because I don't know. I guess my point with that little bullet point is that computers are already like super, super good at making a believable human face. I mean, it's a two-dimensional one, but it still looks like a photograph of a person that could actually exist.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen any of the videos of like the deep fakes?
Yeah, yes. Those are crazy.
So Theo is currently learning how to do that.
Oh,
because he's learning computer programming. He was like, oh yeah, this is just a fun thing. I'm like, why do you need to know that? Why are you going to put someone else's face?
Is he a supervillain?
He could be.
And we just don't know it yet.
Oh, gods.
Well, even the Snapchat like face swap stuff is like really cool and fun. And it's like, I don't know, that's the deep fakes, I guess, is like the next step when it comes to that.
Well,
I mean, when it comes to graphics and, I mean, the age we live in, like even with everybody freaking out about UFOs in the news and stuff, it's like, even if you were to show me a clear photo of it, my guess would be CGI. You know, I mean, that's just, I'm going to have to fall back on that, because you can make some really impressive looking stuff with a computer.
I mean, I'm really good at Photoshop. I'm just
exactly.
saying. Like,
exactly.
I took a picture from one of my friend's weddings and I made a whole guy disappear. Also, fuck him.
Yeah. You're not allowed to be at this wedding.
As long as it's not the groom, hopefully.
No. We like the groom.
And so another random thought based on simulation is a group of researchers at the University of Washington figured out that they actually did this. They spliced malware, like malicious software, into a physical strand of human DNA.
It did what?
Why?
Now?
What?
What did it do?
Well, really, just they just did it, I guess, to like prove that they could. Well, and some people look at that and be like, "See, simulation theory's right." So I guess that's why I'm talking about it. But really, I think it would just be they were trying to. I think the only application for it would be some sort of computer spying or something like this. In the future, when people do like maybe use gene manipulation and stuff to like cure diseases and things like that, that it would actually, that malware stuck to the human DNA would actually go into that computer and like infect that computer and basically be able to take control over it. I know I may not explain it that well, but basically it's a virus that you put into a human to eventually get into a computer.
So it's going to be like Idiocracy where they have to scan everybody.
I mean, I could definitely see that happen for sure.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
That movie was prophetic.
That movie scares me.
What is that? Her crop sign?
What does it mean? It's very quotable, but it's just, it's so, I don't, it makes me,
I love that movie.
That movie's good.
I'm from Jackson County. I'm like, oh God, it's my people.
Yeah.
And they spread and they don't need to. They need to.
Yeah.
Stay.
Well, it's like, I just remember the very first scene when that high school football player is getting out of the game and all the cheerleaders are surrounding him. He's like, I'm going to fuck all y'all tonight.
Yeah.
<they're> like, yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
Please don't. It's like, please don't.
Please just stop. I'm just saying, men can get vasectomies. They can get that reversed. I mean, I'm just saying. Snip them. As soon as it happens, they can get it reversed. You know, with a signed permission form from their wife. Signed
permission. I mean, in our state, I'm pretty sure you still have to get signed permission from your husband or a male in the family to get your tubes tied sometimes in some really rural places.
Oh no, you have to be over the age of 25, already have two children, and have a signed permission form from a doctor, a therapist, and your significant other.
Yeah, that's right.
Whereas a man can just go, and I don't know why this has been, like, this has been my soapbox recently, and it's pissing me off. But yeah, a man can just go and, like, not tell their spouse and get the snip snip and just be like, I guess I'm shooting blanks. But a woman.
Sorry about it.
Yep. Sorry. That was a weird little tangent. But anyway.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I'm so glad that my topic was able to do that. So, one of the interesting things about pondering on this that, I don't know if I claim other people's ideas a lot of times, so I'm just going to do that right now too.
Do it.
But that the simulation theory, because y'all asked about, you know, earlier, like, how do we get out of this thing? We want the cheat codes. So those would be the aliens. Things that escaped. And that's why we can't find life anywhere in the solar system is because they've all escaped.
Oh, why didn't they bring us? Never mind.
Well, that's why they keep. Coming back.
Because we have to figure it out. Yeah. We have to figure out how to escape the Matrix.
Janet, you figured it out? No? Okay. See you in 3 years.
Later.
It's like, you're not ready. We'll be back.
Like an answer to the Fermi paradox, if you will. The Fermi paradox being, like, if there's all these planets and all this possibility for life out there, why haven't we contacted anything yet? So I guess the simulation theory could kind of be an answer for that.
Honestly, it's probably because they've watched us and they're just like, no.
Yeah, like, they're like, I don't know if the species is advanced enough yet.
Define advanced.
It's like, okay, so.
It's not you all.
They're not killing each other with rocks anymore. Now they're just killing each other with more expensive things.
Yeah. Now with rocks that explode.
Yes.
Black holes are just hard drives we can't read.
Oh.
I don't have much to say about that. I have no idea.
That's hilarious.
But I have always thought that maybe the simulation theory does seem to be one of the best explanations. I'm not saying it's true, but it seems to be one of the best explanations for the paranormal. Like, if you could just explain it away as a glitch in the Matrix.
Well, I mean, the Matrix did explain the glitch in the Matrix, so... I mean, just go watch all of them. You'll understand.
Was it a ghost or the program not working?
Both.
Exactly. Yeah, or I'd say, or the, you know, maybe they're programmed into the simulation, but I like it being a glitch better. I don't know why.
Like deja vu.
Fits my head canon a little bit. Or that Bigfoot is just like somebody's player character and we're all just NPCs. And
he's just a custom player character. He's the main character.
Yeah.
I have never loved a theory more.
I can roll with that theory. We love Bigfoot around here.
Yeah, good.
It's like, I know you can't see behind you because you're on a computer, but I have a Bigfoot air freshener that Manda got me like right up there.
Well, I'll tell you, my fandom of Bigfoot has been growing too ever since Grandma finally broke the mold of cryptozoology on the Nerdit.
Oh yeah, I was talking back to my radio on my way to work, like listening to that one.
I'm just like, I need to know.
I'm like, and this one time, dang it. It's like, and I'm driving, so I can't get on y'all's Discord
to message you about it.
And by the time I remember it, I'm like, too much time has passed. Yeah,
that's all I got, y'all. My tinfoil rant is over.
Well, it was fantastic.
It was a good tinfoil rant.
Yeah,
fit just right into our little world over here.
Perfect. I was hoping it would.
You're gonna love the neighborhood. All right, guys. Well, we are going to go on a quick processing break, and we'll be right back. Okie dokie. And we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us during that processing break. We are going to go ahead and jump into Manda. Tell me a story.
All right. Well, our guest here, Marcus, already helps set me up and segue into my story.
You're welcome.
That I love a good segue. I always talk about that. So to paint a little picture here. Have you ever walked into a room, and by the time you reach that room, you've totally forgotten what you went in there for? Or how about when you're driving and you reach your destination and you just don't remember how you got there? Can this be chalked up to our brains failing our meat suits that they control? Is it the Matrix effect? Or something more like Alice in Wonderland syndrome or just anxiety that messes with the perception of time, space, size, and the speed of objects? Or are we Sims? Do we have someone controlling our lives? Fast traveling us to our destinations, canceling our actions, and controlling everything?
Probably.
Most likely.
Feels like it. Sometimes. Yep.
So, we talked about the simulation theory already a little bit. And that theory, you know, has gotten wildly popular lately. Like, it's, you know, been in pop culture, such as, like, episodes of Rick and Morty. And, of course, you know, The Matrix. We have the whole glitch in the Matrix thing. So I wanted to share a few glitch in the Matrix stories. Not my own, unfortunately. I don't really have many of those. Well, I guess fortunately, maybe that means my program's working good. Wish they would patch out the, like, anxiety stuff, but, you know, whatever. So what is a glitch in the Matrix, if you're wondering? It's a small but puzzling occurrence or occurrences that have no logical explanation. Obviously, the name comes from the movie The Matrix, where a glitch drew someone's attention to the fact that they were in a simulation. So some of these stories I found are just really interesting, because, you know, I like to believe that they're true. You never know, people could be doctoring it up on the internet, just exaggerating, but I like to assume they're being truthful in their stories.
We want to believe.
Yes, we want to believe.
I have a pair of gloves that say that.
I love that.
They're children's sized.
I've always wanted the original, like, I want to believe poster, like they have in the X-Files.
I just don't want people to make fun of me.
I don't care. They can try. I'm punchy.
I'm sure I'd get made fun of for other things, so, I mean, it's cool, whatever. You can make fun of me for being a conspiracy theorist nut. So this first story just starts out. Me and my friend were at a Chinese restaurant, and we ordered the General Tso's chicken dinner and a shrimp lo mein dish. Mm. When we sat down, we took out both boxes and set them on the table, about 2 feet apart from each other. My friend opens the first box, and we see a shrimp lo mein dish. It has all the things in there, noodles, shrimp, fried rice. He closes the box and opens the other box. Inside that box is another shrimp lo mein dish. Shrimp, noodles, fried rice. Oh, I think. They must have just mixed the order up. I was just about to say this when my friend says out loud, "Looks like they made a mistake and gave us two." As he opens up the first box again, inside of it is a General Tso's chicken dinner order. General Tso, chicken, white rice, and an egg roll. He froze and looked at me. I looked back at him, and we sat in silence. It took us 5 or so minutes to collect ourselves. I have no idea what the fuck happened. I just love the way they ended that story. I have no idea what the fuck happened.
I mean, what happened is, now I'm hungry for Chinese food.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I had some good Chinese food the other day. What? Thanks to Mama. She was like, "Have you eaten at this place?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Well, we're going to go eat at this place."
Well, you're going to tell me later what that place was.
I will.
Thank you.
It was good.
That way we don't triangulate where we're at.
Yes, yeah. We can't lead you to our destination.
It's like Lynn trying to tell everybody.
I bet I could guess, but I'll leave that off. I mean, I'll tell you. Yeah.
It's like, if it wasn't for the fact that I didn't know how to, like, I couldn't figure out how to do 3 microphones, I would have been like, "You want to just come over?"
Yeah.
So we have a pool table.
It's fine.
You can hang out afterwards. Bring the girlfriend. She can hang out with the boyfriend.
We can just all hang out.
It's like, yeah, we'll just put 2 strangers in a room together. It's fine.
Hey, it happens. That's how it friends happens are all made. The time.
All right. So my next story I found just says, one evening, a man and his wife returned home from dinner. When he opened the door, he saw his wife sitting at the computer doing work, which is a normal sight when he gets off work. Except for the fact that she was entering the house with him.
Doppelganger.
When they went to bed, he told her that he'd inexplicably seen her sitting at the computer earlier. She got very serious and told him that she'd seen herself sitting at the computer too. Creepy. I had to pick that one because, listeners, if you've heard my astral projection story I've told before on a past podcast, it just hit almost close to home, except I didn't see myself in the house, thankfully. It was just my fiance thought he saw me at the door, but I was taking a nap. Creepy enough, but
no, that's not a glitch. That's a doppelganger, and it's gonna try to take over your life.
Or a changeling, one or the other. Just, you gotta stay away from
those. You need to, when in doubt, sage it out.
Yep.
And stab it with a master sword.
Yes, always the master sword.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would be that chill if I just, like, walked in the house and saw somebody, like, saw myself, like, no. At my workstation. Like, I don't think I would just be chill about it and be like, "Oh, by the way, yeah, honey, that was really weird." Like, yeah. She seems very chill about it.
I saw it, too. No.
It's like, that's not how you react. You flip out.
I would, maybe you don't. I would just be like, "Okay, you're playing bass."
Ghost man on third.
Yeah. I was here first, I think.
It's like, you know what? You get player 2.
Yeah. You can do all the stuff I don't want to do. You can go work my shifts.
It's like, yes. How you doing, Luigi?
Oh, man. That would be great if I had a clone just to, like, go to work. But that would probably be, like, mean to have a clone and just make them go to work for me.
But they're you.
Wasn't that a Disney movie? That was a Disney movie.
Was it?
That was set, yeah, it had one of the Lawrence brothers in it, the youngest one.
I think I missed that movie.
No, he like accidentally made, or he somehow made a clone of himself, and it was highly intelligent, and so he just sent it to school thinking that he was going to have all this fun, but then he got bored because he was at home all day and had to hide.
Huh.
Because like they named the clone Tui.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to Google that. I need to see that now.
I was about to say, I have a running knowledge of most things Disney.
So this next story is like, well, they're all weird, but this one, like, especially, like, I don't know, this one I was just like, I was deep diving through a lot of Glitch in the Matrix stories, like, reading several of them for hours and had to, like, whittle it down because I was like, I have too much. I need to bring it down to just a few cool story, like really good ones.
I get that.
So this one reads, after a school pep rally, a person and their friend decided to go to Sonic across the street. Their friend dropped something, so the person crossed the street first. They were hit by a red Tahoe. They remember gasping for air and being in and out of consciousness until there was nothing. The person experienced their death. All of a sudden, the person was back in the stadium at the pep rally. Everything began happening just as it had, and their friend wanted to go to Sonic after the rally. Freaked out and curious, the person went with their friend. Just like before, their friend dropped their stuff. But instead of crossing the street, the person waited. A red Tahoe passed by. Unwilling to risk a trip across the street, the person told their friend they were going back to school.
It's like, I want to go to Sonic. How about we go to Wendy's?
Yeah.
Let's go to anywhere else but there. It's like, I'm good. Food's kind of crap anyway. Yeah. No offense, Sonic.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag will never be now.
I'm getting a Final Destination.
Unless they're
in there. Feel from that.
Yeah, yeah. Or like that, what was that one? Live, Die, Repeat movie? Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
It was a weird one of those random movies. Came out a few years ago.
I think I remember that. Bella. She's snoring again.
Snorted.
Okay, if you guys hear something, Bella is asleep in my lap and she snores. But she's so freaking cute.
Yeah.
Look at her little face.
You're just going to have to deal with it. Deal with the snoring.
Yeah, you can just deal with it.
I'll post pictures of her on social media later.
For pet tax, obviously.
Like all of the photos of her sleeping. That'll be the thumbnail. Okay. Tell me more. I don't like these, but tell me more.
Yeah, right? So this last one is kind of the creepiest. To me, I think it's because I play a lot of video games, and it just kind of reminded me of that, and I was just like, I don't know, it's like I found this particular thing in video games, so for someone to find it in real life is really weird. But they said they found a location where people would spawn and despawn. This just happened quite recently. I was heading towards a place from a train station that was being remodeled. There's a huge chunk that's under construction. I got a bit lost in the area, and my Google Maps was telling me that I should go through one path, but I couldn't since the whole area was basically off limits, and I should take a detour. This was some busy underpass with people going to the platforms, and there was one big temporary plywood wall with big signs of under construction, unauthorized access forbidden, no entry. This part got weird. That plywood wall had a plywood door, and people were entering slash exiting it like it was a normal busy door. Completely normal looking people that looked like they don't belong in a construction area. Even some old woman entered it. So then I thought that the map is working fine, so I decided to go through the door, and it got even weirder. On the other side was just a huge empty area completely under construction. An area of sand, piles of gravel, some pillars, and construction in the distance. The edge of the underpass was completely unfinished. I was really confused since I wasn't far behind the last person who went through the door, and I had no idea where the guy went. There was no path. It didn't seem to look like there was some path where the people would have gone. There's a big gravel road in front of me going a bit to the side, and the map was telling me to follow some similar path. So I thought, maybe I should check it out a bit. Why do people always do this when they find weird, creepy stuff? Let's go check it out! Except, occasions. Fuck no. A big caterpillar tractor sped up along that road, and I wasn't planning to walk near that thing. I saw the guy in the tractor looking at me confused, so the next thing I thought was to go back, since I shouldn't even be here. I opened the door, and a few people walking away slash to a platform looked at me weirdly, like I did when I saw people entering the door. No one entered after I went through, nor when I came out. So after that, I just had to take the detour, since I was in a hurry anyway, and forgot about it for the rest of the day. So tell me, dear neighbors, have you ever had a glitch in the Matrix story? And that's all I've got.
Marcus, you have any glitch stories?
The only thing I can think of, well, that wasn't fueled by some sort of substance, it was shortly after 9/11, actually. So I'm just out kind of in my front yard. I think I'm still in high school at this point. And I'm just kind of staring up into the sky. Maybe I was kind of tired. But I jumped up out of... I was sitting on a porch swing outside. and I was looking up in the sky, and I just all of a sudden jumped up out of my seat as if I was like dodging an airplane that was coming at me. Like it was almost like I hallucinated the airplane. I don't really remember any like actual visuals or anything, but something in my brain was telling me there's an airplane coming right at you. Get up and run.
Oh, that's weird.
And I did. I got up and ran, and my heart was beating, but then I like thought to myself, what am I doing? There's not an airplane after. I don't know. It was weird. It's probably all the news and, you know, stress of all that time. But yeah, that's as close as I can come, I think, as far as strange occurrences.
I've really only had one sort of glitch in the Matrix-y thing, but it didn't really happen to me. Well, it did, but like, so I was working in a school building, and like in the mornings I would go into the cafeteria to get breakfast and then like return the trays afterwards because our kids would eat in the room or whatever. And there were other assistants that would also do the same thing with me in the morning, and one of them would usually come after me. And so like, I'm walking and I see her like in the cafeteria with me. Like she, like I was already in the cafeteria at that point and she had come in through the door and, you know, we did her like, good morning. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You know, small chat, trying to wake up for the day kind of thing. And, so then I got my breakfast first because, again, she came in after me, and I leave through the same door, and I see her walking up the hallway towards the cafeteria in, like, a spot that I'm like, that's not possible for you to have gotten to that spot in the hallway and be walking this direction without leaving the cafeteria before me, which she didn't. She was in the cafeteria when I left because she was waiting to get her food. And I was just like, I don't know. That one weirded me out. I didn't bring it up to her because I didn't want her to think like I'm weird, because they're all like, you know, like normal people. And I was like a weird person working there. Like, so I didn't want to be labeled as like, oh man, she's really weird. Cause they're all just like run of the mill, like just normal people.
There's normies.
But yeah, but it was just, it was bizarre. I know there was that dude on, there was some dude on Reddit years ago that Reddit actually, like, solved his, glitch in the Matrix things, because he was having all this stuff happening, and he was, like, waking up finding, like, sticky notes, like, with notes written to him about, like, random stuff, and, like, missing a lot of time and stuff like that. Like, it was really bizarre. And thanks to Reddit, he figured out he had a carbon monoxide leak or something, or carbon monoxide leak.
Wow.
In his apartment, and it was causing him to have hallucinations and like forget, like have memory lapses and stuff.
And so he would leave himself sticky notes.
He was leaving himself sticky notes, but he didn't remember doing that. And it turns out that's what it was. And it keyed somebody on Reddit because they were like, hey, you said you're having a lot of headaches lately, stuff like that. And they were like, that sounds like carbon monoxide leak. And they were like, oh yeah, dude, like you need to like get out of that apartment so that's fixed. Like you could die. Like, I guess the leak wasn't bad enough or long enough of a period of time or something that it, because, you know, it's like the silent killer, they call it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like,
you just go to sleep.
Yeah. But he was saved thanks to the power of Reddit.
That is crazy. We thought that
an interesting story. Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to learn more about that one.
Thanks, Reddit.
Yeah. Thanks, Reddit. Yeah, if you look up, like, carbon monoxide, Reddit saves dude from carbon monoxide or something, you can find it. It's, like, one of their, like, legendary stories on there.
Well, it just sounds like from that guy's experience, it sounds like it would be like the beginning of a horror movie. Like, you start getting these notes and turns out they're from you, but you don't remember leaving them. Like, I don't know, that sounds like a really cool movie.
The Machinist.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen that one. That's
crazy. Christian Bale.
Yeah,
it's
he like transforms his body, doesn't he? He's like really skinny in that one.
Yep, and then I think shortly after that one came out, he buffed back up for Batman.
Nice. That's crazy how they do that.
No. That's a glitch in the Matrix.
Honestly, that they're able to do that.
I love Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, there was a season where he got, like, really fat for the show. Like, he got really big, and then he suddenly, like, the very next season, he was, like, super buff. And he was like, guys, it's not hard to get in shape. Just work out every day and have the money for a personal trainer, and, like, he comes to your trailer, and, like, you also have a nutritionist, and, like, you get to devote 5 hours on set each day of, like, working out. He's like, it's not that hard, guys. Like, joking. Because people were like, how did you get so buff after that last season? He's like, here's the secret.
Money.
You have money, and they pay you to exercise and get back in shape for the sake of TV. That's how.
I'm good. I like my goddess curves. Also, because then I get to eat cake.
I'll always
Yeah, eat cake. I'll take dad bod and cake, please.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Cake or death.
I'm down. Down with the cake. But, yeah, that's all the story I had to share. Glitch in the Matrix and, like, Mandala Effect, all of that stuff, simulation theory. I can just go for hours reading about that stuff. It's
The Grapevine surprisingly talks about Mandela Effect a lot.
I know. All right, I'm going to have to...
A lot.
Have to tune into a couple of those episodes.
Especially in the beginning, and, like, they also talked about the brain chip that Elon Musk wanted to, like, that was episode one.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, strap in, we're yeah. going hard.
Yeah, that was, they were talking about the brain chip that Elon Musk was going to do, and Shazam kept going, why haven't I got my call yet?
Yeah. That's funny. So, you got a good memory.
I do.
I can't even remember that. Even though I am thinking about doing a topic at some point. Since we're now a year old, about our old topics, just kind of like doing like a medley of all of our old topics. I think that'd be fun
like
to
a
do.
Loop back around. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Like a clip show.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
But not with clips. It's also, new stuff.
We have not wished you guys a happy birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
We should get them a card.
We should get them a card. We can put like glitter in it.
Yes.
Eco-friendly glitter in it.
Are we doing the nice glitter, or are we doing, like, the poison ivy, like, hex bombs?
Ooh, do the hex bombs. And I'll...
Just terrible.
Yeah, and I'll be the only one that knows. So...
You
could be the one that takes it to them, going, be like, hey, guys.
You can deliver it.
Yeah.
Nightmare Town got us a birthday
card.
Why
don't y'all open this? It's really cool.
I've already seen
it. I'll just be outside. So. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just be, like, across the street. While your place gets covered in glitter.
I gotta go home. See ya. Sorry, guys. Can't record tonight. I'm gonna go pee for...
I'm taking a break.
Okay, so I really thought that you were in the bathroom for an entire episode.
Oh, yeah?
I was concerned. I was like, is he okay?
I do have...
No one's mentioning this?
I do have horseshoe kidney, whatever that means.
Huh.
They have an entire episode. Marcus isn't even in the state. But at the very beginning, they played an old clip from where he was like, I don't care, guys. I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I seriously thought that he was in the bathroom for the entire episode.
There and you're like, why is nobody checking on him?
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
I know. And then I was like, I feel dumb.
That was all their idea, too, by the way. I had no idea that that's what they were going to do with it. And so I got to listen to the new episode.
That's so funny.
And learn that was the shtick.
I love that creativity.
So, but yeah, guys, that is the end of our episode. We're gonna do our spiel. I think from some of the examples that we just gave, you guys should definitely go listen to Nerd Through the Grapevine. If you haven't listened to us say that you needed to go listen to Nerd Through the Grapevine, like the 50,000 other times I've said it, Amanda.
But yeah, if you like our stuff, you're going to like their stuff.
It's much lighter.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not as many spookies.
Not as many spookies. There are some. I mean, it's four guys, so you guys are kind of gross sometimes.
Oh yeah, that comes from Tiny. Tiny's the gross one. Well, Tiny.
Deep diving.
So, but yeah. Well, I mean, do you have any of your socials that you guys want to plug or?
No, I hate social media.
I meant for your podcast, Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Not for you.
Yeah. Nerd Grapevine, I think. Instagram, Twitter, I don't know. Like I said, I hate it. You'll be able to find
You're
us.
You're out there.
Yeah, you'll be able to find us.
There'll be links in
just
the description.
For the name.
Yeah. So if you guys have your own stories to tell or ideas for the hat, go ahead and hit us up at nightmaretown18@gmail.com over on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. On TikTok, we are Nightmare Pod.
Nightmare Town Pod.
Nightmare Town Pod. And let's see, do we have any other thingamabobs? Oh, we do have merch, which I do believe I talked about last time, and we are currently running a promotion until the end of August. You can get 10% off if you type in the promo code Nightmare at checkout. So yes. You guys should go do that, which is nightmaretown-podcast.creator-spring.com, which is a lot, so that it will also be in the show details. And our next episode is Mist.
Mist?
Nice.
Mist.
Ooh.
Also, all that in the background, that's Bella. She's...
Don't mind her.
Don't mind her.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Does your merch fit medium fat dad bod?
Our merch fits everybody.
Our merch is versatile. It fits
so
everybody.
We made sure that
we have more than apparel. We have things like...
Like, we have super cool. Awesome water bottles and pint glasses, fanny packs.
Tote bags, I think.
Socks, bike shorts. I work with
a
bunch
of... If you want to rock the bike shorts, I mean, like...
Sweatpants that have Whimsically Creepy down the leg, which are my favorite.
I love those sweatpants.
I think I'm going to have to buy them for myself.
I'm going to have to buy myself some, too, yes.
But, yeah, we have... you just kind of have to go and check to see... Like, we have a lot of stuff. I was told that it might be too much stuff.
Nah.
It was a little overwhelming, apparently, and I apologize for that, but yeah, we'll figure that out.
That just means you can swag yourself up.
With all the things.
With our logo. Created by a local artist.
Hi, yes. Gary!
Support local artists.
Yes.
Very much so. Alright, guys, well, we're gonna get off here, so...
Until next time.
Tell us a story. Bye. Thank you, Marcus, for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.